So there's,
You'd
yes,
never had a Whopper?
no, I've had a ding dong. Do you guys remember ding dongs?
Mean, obviously they're still around.
I
You've
was
gone
gonna
to all the
say, I
bars.
was
You've probably had a few.
not the kind of ding dongs you guys are talking about. I mean, come on
I
now.
wasn't even thinking about that till you just said it. You have a
I
dummy
mean,
mind.
my mind goes right to the
No,
gutter.
she makes it
Totally.
so easy.
I do make it kind of easy. Hi guys, it's Jocelyn. You're listening to Keeping Up with Chaos podcast. Tonight we have a check-in podcast. It's the trio of chaos, Nikki, Ginger, and myself. We are checking in. We thought we were going to have a guest come on with us, and unfortunately we had a couple little hiccups. So we end up having just a check-in podcast, and we're having some fun, and we're just BSing. So we're glad you're along for the ride. We're glad you're here for the conversation. Buckle up if you're heading to work. Strap on your shoes if you're hitting the sidewalk to go for a walk. Maybe you're going to stick around at home and get comfy on the couch, grab a cocktail, and let's see where tonight's conversation takes us. So if you like this episode, share it with one friend. Cheers.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
Before.
Do you have the same headphones as me now?
I do. I heard they
Oh.
were really good. I'm trying them for the first time tonight.
Oh my goodness. That
I
is
think it's
so
going to be sweet.
fun.
Plus,
We're
they're
like,
pink.
we're twinning. I love
You're
it.
not twinning.
We
You
are
are
kind of
wearing a tank
twinning.
top and you have mermaid hair. And I am wearing some kind of like cardigan. And I barely brushed my hair today.
It's so hot right now down here. So, I saged my whole house. I
Hey.
finally, hi. I saged my whole house today because I've been meaning to do it for a while.
You
I
got to
bought
start with where did you get the sage?
why
Is it
I
just like from Publix or
No,
like,
it's not from
I don't
Publix.
know.
I bought it from
I've been
Etsy.
meaning to ask you.
You need to turn yourself down a little bit.
Why? So you can be louder?
No, there you go. Yeah.
Hey.
No, you're good. That was good. That was just really loud. You came in hot. I went on
Am
Etsy.
not. I'm freaking sweating.
I went on Etsy or one of those places and found a couple shops that I thought were reputable. I don't know, and I liked it and I ordered it.
Wait, does it have to be like special sage? Can you just get it from Publix?
No, but I could no. I want no.
Oh.
I bought sage that's obviously, I don't know, grown in the foothills of California and,
Wait, did you just
environmentally
make that up? Is
friendly.
that what
For
it
the
is in
voodoo
your
shit.
mind? Or did it say that in the Etsy
I think
description?
it was kind of like something like that. It
Okay,
was
sweet.
like, hand-picked and hand-dried and hand-rolled and all this like stuff. So, I bought it and I
Sounds
loved it.
expensive.
No, it wasn't expensive at all, actually. So I saged my
No, I know, I'm
house
kidding.
and then I also, I've been meaning to do it for a while now. But then I was like, oh, this seems like a lot of drama, or this just seems like a lot of work. But then I just had to tell myself to like, shut up. It's not that big of a deal. If it's something you want to do, you should do it. And you're probably going to do it multiple times. So I saged my whole fucking house and I just said, good vibes only, bad vibes out. And I opened up my slider, my back slider wall, and just said, if you got bad juju or bad vibes, like please exit the rear open window. And I went to like every corner. I went through every closet, everything. I mean, I did
Does your whole
everything.
house smell like Thanksgiving now?
No, not
I
really,
have a bunch of
actually.
sage and it smells like armpits.
Okay, well, this
Don't
did
know
not smell like
why.
an armpit.
Well, it's like white sage and I got it from Amazon and it smells like freaking body odor.
That's what I have. It's white sage. It's I'll give
Yeah, well,
you,
mine smells like armpits. I'll give you mine.
No, I will. Okay. You just ruined the other half of your birthday present, just so you know. So
Was your birthday?
it
Happy
was her
birthday. What are you, like
birthday.
27?
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Oh my
Yes,
gosh.
I'm
And
gonna be 27 tomorrow. Unfortunately, you can't reverse your age because it just makes you older. So you can't say like, I'm 42. Just kidding, I'm 24. Like for you to say, it just makes you older, doesn't it?
64?
Yeah, it just makes you older. It's like that doesn't help. That makes it worse.
No, it doesn't help. 64 is
I
going to be
know.
awesome. It's going to be a
Six.
good
Look at
year.
these
Just wait.
roots. 64
Look
is
at
going to be
that.
fantastic.
Can you see
So
the
much like
roots? Birthday pressure. So with the birthday pressure, you have to do something for your birthday, right? It's like, what are you doing for your birthday?
yeah, what are you
So
doing
what
for
are
your
you
birthday?
doing
Hair
for your
done.
birthday?
Yeah,
You're
she
getting your
is.
hair done? That's good.
Yeah, look at the roots. Look at the bad roots.
I don't know. I think you look hot. You look
Blonde.
great.
You look great. Just stop fussing with your hair because our
The
guest is going
blonde
to be
looks
here
gray.
soon. Our so he is an independent filmmaker. I'm just going to skip the documentary situation because I just can't say it. And he has like a couple cool films out there that deal with a couple different wild and interesting topics. So we'll dive into that in a little bit. But I want to go over my man, Babe Chaos, because he is also had a birthday recently, because Nikki and man, Babe have like 2 days, what? Two days apart.
2 days apart.
And they're 2 years apart too, which is hilarious. But and he's was
older,
like,
right? Or am I older?
No, you're a little bit older. No, am you're I? In the middle. No, you're in the middle. Sorry, you're in the middle of us. Like, yeah. So anyway, so he's like, I need a birthday week. No, you don't get a birthday week. Well, I want a birthday weekend. No, you don't get a birthday weekend. You get a birthday, like a day. Like that's it. And then I know. And then he was just like just in a piss ass mood all last weekend because he wanted to celebrate his birthday last weekend. We always celebrate it on Memorial Day weekend because it's always around Memorial Day. Right. That's his weekend. But this year, his birthday is on a Tuesday. Having a birthday on a Tuesday sucks because it's like Tuesday or Wednesday. It's like, where do you celebrate it? The weekend before, the weekend after? So we were like not on the same page at all. So I ended up having a birthday cake made for him from a neighbor friend, and we had cake at least on Sunday. So
you should talk about that.
No, I cannot. I cannot talk about that. I was not anticipating.
It was forced upon you.
Well, it was offered. And when I'm at a point in my I'm at a point in my life where you cannot say no, because it's almost like insulting.
You can say no though.
Not really.
Wait, are we talking about saying no to cake?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, don't say no to that.
Right. So right? Somebody offered to make me a fancy cake. No, I paid for it. She offered to make me a fancy cake. And then I was like, this is awkward. Do I offer to pay for it? Because she's like an actual, that was her business before she came down here, was cake baking. And so I thought like I should offer to pay for it. And I wasn't expecting the price point, right, for the product that was like the end product. And it was really cute. I will post the picture of it on my Hippie Hot Wing Instagram account. But it was really cute. And the cake was the bomb. Like the kids loved the inside of the cake. They just didn't like, because it was like that hard fondant on the outside. It's not really something that I enjoy eating. So, but it was
cute.
Well,
you also are gluten-free.
Well, I am gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever. But
I love that. I love when chicks are making cakes out of their house. That's the best. I know a couple chicks that do that. I love that.
Did you freeze ginger?
Nope. I'm just making a decision.
Okay. But I want to tell you something really quickly. So along with that whole story, she leaves. Bye. Along with that whole story goes the fact that like there's this whole Venmo thing. Like Venmo is new for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to repeat myself. Have you heard of Venmo? Venmo's new for me. I'm like a PayPal kind of girl. And so she was like, a lot of people are like, just Venmo me, because it's like they don't want to deal with the drama of PayPal. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I'll Venmo you. But people can see everything that you're doing and that you're buying. Like today I bought cupcakes. Yeah. Yes,
you
can.
Just turn it to private.
How do you do that? Look at me.
You gotta go into your settings. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying, because my number one Venmo'd me. And, you know, you can leave little comments or little remarks or whatever. So on the remark where she Venmo'd me, she put assassin. And I was like,
that's
what?
Me. Yeah.
I'm like, you need to.
You're like, bitch, I don't even have an Alexa. I don't fuck around.
You need to delete that.
I did not get an assassin.
No, I did not.
Okay, let's just clear that up.
I didn't hire you for a hit.
So,
I'm not an assassin, whichever, however you look at it.
Well,
this is not the case.
It's just a little awkward, though, when you can see what other, all of a sudden I pull up my Venmo and I see people are like what they're buying. So it's like, oh, so-and-so paid for, I don't know, flowers, or so-and-so paid for like a new bra, or so-and-so paid for whatever. And it was just a little awkward. And then there was some conversation via text about my purchase choices, okay, after payment. And it was just a little awkward because I felt a little like, why are you looking at my purchases?
Oh, you know? I think it's like, why are you not private on your Venmo? But I do like when I see on Venmo, people are like, Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like, it's the time. Like, I use that to like remind me of shit, like flowers. It must be Mother's Day. Okay. When is that? Is that
so? You're
out?
Not using, you know, a calendar, a paper calendar.
Yes, correct.
A reminder.
Correct. Wait, but question: do you ever look at someone's Venmo purchasing choices, because they're not private, and see something that they purchased and then take it upon yourself to ask that person about that said purchase.
I mean, no, that would never happen. If
it just feels a little like
through people's
awkward.
Venmos, it's more like,
maybe it's just the people that you associate with, because like my number one and I will go back and forth, and I'll put on there that you're the fruit of my loins, you know, and then she'll say something about
on Venmo.
Yeah. like for being like,
why?
I'll send her money for food or for whatever.
Oh, why?
And I'm
I
like,
realize I should
feeding the fruit of my loins or something like that. Like just something stupid, because, you know, she'll see it and she'll like it. And it's just kind of a joke. You know,
I know it's an inside joke, but it always kind of makes me cringe a little bit.
I don't
inside.
Care about that.
Just makes
one of these episodes, we need to get
That's
like a tech
point.
Person on to teach you how to use TikTok and Venmo
me?
And your phone. Yeah, you.
I have come a long way. Okay. I have come a long ass way. Like I used to be like,
she's steering the ship.
Yeah. But you just said that shit about Venmo. And I was like, Jesus.
She only knows how to steer the ship. That's as far as her technology goes.
No, I think it's like, if it's not interesting, we're not going to learn it. And I thought that just applied to me, but I'm learning it applies to everyone.
No, totally. You're right. It absolutely does.
That's absolutely very, 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 very valid. I have to tell you though, that like I did some shit on my computer with the podcast. I won't even bore you with the details, that I was like, hell yeah, booyah, I got this. Like I was doing some digging and I found some shit and I was like finding some things.
Girl.
I was like redoing some things and I was like, mm-hmm. I got this. And I tried to tell Nikki when I stopped in at the office and she was like, I can't. Like, I can't. I'm like, never mind.
I didn't say I can't. I was just seriously focused.
I know
for a
were.
Change.
Guys, I made moon water again.
I was just talking about your moon water.
I made it.
That's
and
awesome.
2 days in a row. And I drank
it the
first
time. For cakes?
No, I didn't try it. Right for
next time, ask her if she wants some moon water. And then if she offers to pay for it, tell her it's the same price as the cake.
I'm going to be like, it's not
it's a trade, even trade.
Yeah. Right. I
made moonshine.
Water. Right. Jesus.
How was it? Was it more delicious than last time?
It was even
delicious?
More, it was even more moony. It was fantastic. I actually, I had some stomach upset and some weird, like womanly things going on. I drank my moon water and I was like, I feel better. Like legit.
Love it.
It was legit.
I believe it.
Okay. So
no offense, guys.
We need to add that to the merch store. The moon
water.
Yes, chaos moon water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna make me want to drink it.
So here's something funny that I did, because you guys always I am handy when there comes directions, right? Like I can put shit together when there's directions. But when I actually have to be handy and sort of like off the cuff handy, that's not really my forte. But the neighbor next door gave me the key to my faucet, because my faucet was like literally when you turn it on was like dripping because it was like clogged up. So they gave me the key. So I used the key and I did a thing. Like I did it. Like I undid the faucet and pulled the little pluggy thing out, right? And mm-hmm. I cleaned it all out. I didn't soak it.
The aerator.
Yes, thank you. That pluggy thing. And I put it, and then for 24 hours, I was waiting to put it in XL. What is that? Like some sort of solution to like
CLR.
Thank you. But I didn't do it because I was being lazy.
I feel like I'm playing catchphrase right now.
Okay. So,
right.
But so this is kind of funny, but every time I turned my faucet on, I would just get sprayed like a fire right. hydrant. Like
you must be talking
on.
About your bathroom faucet.
Yes. And I
okay,
was
mine
like,
is too.
I was like,
no way.
Way.
Fuck.
Well, same okay. builder, you know, same house.
Yeah, right, right, right.
So every single time I had like that moment, I did it three times, guys. I turned on the faucet and it was like a fire hydrant in my face. And I was like, fuck, you know, and I did it three times. So finally I put a towel in. I put a towel like, you know, like when you're done with your dinner, you put your napkin over your plate. Like I put the towel over the sink because I'm like, I am done getting fucking sprayed like a fire hydrant hose.
Is it still like that?
So it worked. You cleaned it out. You fixed it.
Yeah.
Like
what did you do? You put the seat. You put it in CLR for how long?
No, I did not put it in CLR because it's the doohickey is plastic. So I was concerned that it was going to like do something.
Okay. Well,
weird
what did you?
It.
How'd you clean it?
I didn't. I just actually.
Wait, the towel's still over it right now.
I took Q-tips. Yeah. No, it's. I put it back together today. But I took Q-tips and cleaned out the inside, and then I cleaned out around it, and that seemed to do the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't get mine to work.
No.
Like I can't get mine to, yeah. The pressure sucks.
pause for a second. Talk amongst yourselves, please.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my number one was telling me, she texted me, I think it was yesterday, she was at work and she Googled a telephone number. And I guess she left off two digits or it didn't go in and the, you know, Google search line or search box, whatever. So I guess typing in a phone number minus the last two led to a freaking porn site. I'm like, what? Like all these, like a couple different porn links came up. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, it's a good thing you didn't click on the link.
Right.
Right.
She took a picture and sent it to me. I'm like, what the hell? That's crazy.
That's funny because I don't even like know how to look up porn. Like, I feel like
you could probably just type that in Google.
I know, but then you get like what, like the teenager, like what do you Google the word porn? That's going to give you probably name porn. There's got to be a better way to like find better porn. All the guys probably know about it. I'm like out of the porn looking up loop.
Ask Google.
Oh my God. Do you remember Ask Alexa. Jeeves? Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Where are they now?
Where's Jeeves?
Right. Oh my God. Do you remember AOL when it would like make that noise?
Yes.
Like literally dialing.
Oh my God. I was pregnant with my number one. Like when I first got, when I got my first computer and it was like, I couldn't even, so I was just like, fuck it. I can't even get online. I'm done. I can't learn how to use this.
Sitting there for like 30 minutes because people's phones would be busy. So you'd have to wait for their phone line to not be busy so that we could, you could like reach them on Instant Messenger. Do you remember Instant Messenger?
Yes. Yes.
Totally.
Oh my God.
That's like how we communicated.
Like in the 90s. Like it was 1998 when I got my freaking desktop computer and my AOL, the...
Oh my God. Do you remember those Macs with like the blue shiny back or like the green shiny back? Oh my God. They were, they were like, so the jam.
I don't think I remember that.
It wasn't even a flat screen. I'll text it to you when I find it.
So our guest, I'm not exactly sure where he is. So
cool. I didn't really want to fucking hang out with this weird ass anyways. And if he shows up, all I'm going to do is talk shit about how late he is for like every time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll slide it in there. He won't even listen. You know, most people don't listen to half the shit I say anyway.
Yes, they do. Oh my God. I was really looking forward to.
What were you talking about with our 80s and 70s and 80s movies?
Oh yeah. Okay. So this is, okay. So let's switch gears for a second. So I can't, of course I was on social, right? So I was on social and I came across this.
No.
Yes. For real.
Did they give you an alert again this time to tell you that you've been on it for too long and you might want to take a break?
No, that was TikTok, but no. But
social.
I don't know why, but I'm having
TikTok like, told you to take a break?
Yeah, it did. You weren't there. You were on your sabbatical. Where was that? Which one was that?
I don't remember. Everything blends together.
Angela. We were talking to Angela because it was like girls' night and I want to have a PJ night, but someone was wearing jeans, aka Always. Ginger. So, but we went down like a little TikTok rabbit hole. It was really fun. And when I was doing some research on TikTok, I got a notice that said, it's time to go to bed. It's time to go to bed.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love that story every time.
I haven't been on in a while because, you know, I kind of was like in a little bit of a TikTok rabbit hole there for a second, but now I don't know. It sucks you in. And then I'm actually kind of irritated with TikTok because people do this whole like part one, part two, part three. And I'm like, fuck your part ones, part twos, part threes. Like, just tell me the whole fucking story. Don't tease me, you know, like just out with it. Right. Like
you're such a tease.
I felt the same way with shows. Like I won't even watch shows now until the whole season drops. I don't like anything but binge watching. Fuck that. And I don't know why they even bother with anything else. That's what we're all doing anyway.
I know.
Just show
me
the same Panera commercial 30 times and call it a day.
You know? Netflix has spoiled you. You are a spoiled Netflix person, I think.
It's technology.
I know.
It's not my fault. They're the ones that invented it.
They did invent it. By the way, did I tell you, here's a little FYI. I believe I dated one of the first guys that worked on Netflix, like the tech guys or whatever that helped develop it.
You believe you did or you did?
Well, he said he did.
The boat on that one, I guess, huh?
He said he did.
Well, he drove a spider or whatever. He had like, it was out.
An Eclipse spider?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that car was the shit back then.
That was like a babe mobile. Maybe it was, what was the girls gone wild thing. Maybe he was, maybe he worked, maybe he worked on that. Maybe that's what it was. And maybe something to do with
sounds all right.
Netflix. It's either Netflix or Girls Gone Wild.
One of those two.
After hearing your watermelon story, that sounds about right.
I know. What is it? Patent leather past. Okay. So here's moving on, ladies. I'm not that interesting. I really am not. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. This is a quiz, Ginger.
Oh, I love quizzes.
Yes.
Well, I didn't really grow up in the 70s. I was like 5.
Okay. But still, you were born in the 70s. You grew up in the 80s. Okay. So give yourself a point for each thing you've done. Are you guys ready? Are you guys going to tally this up?
So from
or what?
Now on, yes. I guess we have to have a pen and paper.
Sort of.
Good thing I've come prepared.
Use your fingers.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm ready to tally.
Use your
some
fingers
shit.
And toes.
Let's go.
All right. So give yourself 1 point for each thing that you have done. Went to a drive-in movie. I think I've been.
You don't, you can go way faster than that. Like you don't need to like.
Oh, I'm slow. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was giving.
Thank you.
Like we don't need to like sit and think.
Okay. Like, do you want to make a comment?
Have you guys ever doing?
Yeah, just really quickly. Have you yes or no? Have you guys ever been to a drive-in movie theater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't ask me what I saw, but yeah.
I think they died out. Like, but I remember going to one.
Oh no, mm-hmm. I for sure have been to many. What are you talking
really?
About? Yes,
I don't
saw Robin Hood Men in Tights as a double feature with regular Robin Hood. That was like an epic fail, but we got good movie snacks and we sat up on top of the minivan and watched a movie. I also went on a date night with my husband to
Ooh.
A drive-in movie. No, I do not remember that movie, but we did.
I was just going to say.
Hang out in the back of the pickup
truck.
Well,
it would be kind of hard to see with the windows fogged up.
I remember like the snack bars there were so like looking back on it as a mom, I wouldn't even like go near that place and bathrooms, but drive-ins are the shit.
Are there even drive-ins even available anymore? I mean, I know that there's one out here at the fairgrounds, but it's not like an actual drive-in. I think they just like made
there used to be one here where we live.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's probably common. Mm-hmm. It was really common during COVID. There was one near us that was playing like Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, like a bunch of
they
old
should
80s
have
movies.
Like you could have raked in.
Yeah.
That's a cool. missed opportunity.
Yeah,
well,
people like that.
I don't know.
Maybe I think
it's still, maybe it's not too late.
I thought I heard somewhere in Florida that they were going to do some sort of like drive-in movie theater, but it was like on water. You know, so that like you were sitting in a lake and water and like boats and watching a movie. I don't know.
And then they show
like,
that
aquatic.
One movie about the alligator that comes while you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Starts with a P. What's the name of that?
What? Okay. Okay. No, we're moving on. Okay. So smoked candy cigarettes for sure.
Yes.
I went
to. They tasted like crap though.
You can still get those.
Of course. Can you really?
The gum.
Yeah.
Oh, the gum.
Tasted like chalk.
Totally tastes like chalk.
Yeah.
But we thought that was like the precursor to smoking for sure. I mean, if anybody was trying to like groom you to start smoking.
It was Madonna. It was her fault.
I know, bitch. She the best like... freaking gum ever, the best tasting gum ever was the freaking Fruit Stripes gum that only lasted like 20 seconds.
No, less than 20 seconds.
Fruit Stripes was so good. Why
it was,
did it last only 20? Like,
I don't
why
know.
Is it like that?
It was just suck all the sugar out of it.
Yeah, it was a tease. Gone. It was a tease gum.
So that you could eat the whole pack in like, you know, under an hour.
Exactly.
Do you guys remember Sour Balls? They were like really big, like a marble size, just covered in sour sugar. And people would like compete to see how many they could put in their mouth at one time.
Or Fireballs.
Yes. Yeah,
compete to see who could leave it in their mouth and not take it out at all.
Totally,
we do that on the bus
all the time. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
we're old.
No,
okay,
it's
moving
not that
on.
We're old is that we lived in a time where there was no technology, and so we found better shit to do.
But, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Like torture ourselves and burn our taste buds off with freaking cinnamon, hot cinnamon candy.
And then we moved on to hot damn when we got older. So,
right.
Okay,
Fireball.
So, right, played. Red Rover, for sure. Yes. Played Red Rover. That's still like a staple game. We used to play Kick the Can, and you know, we used to play was it Kick the Can? What was the other game
that
everybody used to play?
Do that.
Oh, kickball, like
500
flag. No, the flag, like capture the flag. And yeah. Kick the Can. We used to do that up north, you know, in the woods, like the big woods when
the
it was like super dark. And we'd all like dress in like black clothing and like get like black makeup and just we were like totally into it, rolling around in the woods. And our parents had zero clue where we were. We were like, we came back, you know, sometimes we were like a little scratched up, but we came back a couple hours later. Okay, so drank from a garden hose for sure.
Who hasn't, though? I mean, right? How is that a 70s, 80s kids thing?
I don't know. I don't think they do that anymore. Like, I think they, you know.
Yeah, because they're not thirsty. They just like, I think go they to do. The back
if they're
fridge.
Thirsty enough, they will.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate snow back in the day.
Look, we used to take freaking the little boogie boards and go hydroplaning in the puddles after the rain, like in the ditch.
Did you drink it?
No, didn't drink that. I'm okay. Pretty sure that, you know, I probably had ringworm a time or two. Wouldn't catch me in there now. The only, I wouldn't let my kids.
Yeah, the only thing is I wouldn't want my kids really drinking really any of the sprinkler water around here because it comes from the lake water behind us and there's alligators pooping in there. So I'm not too excited
Grandma,
about that.
Stop it.
Seriously,
the
though, like
drink whatever the fuck water they want to drink, and then they get sick and feel like shit and don't drink from it again. Lesson learned.
I'm gonna buy it. Or it just builds their immune system, and then it's all good.
Yep.
Okay. Ate bread and sugar sandwiches. Yes.
Bread and sugar. Bread
you guys sugar didn't eat sandwiches? Like yeah. You guys yeah. didn't eat like butter sandwiches or anything like that. Like no, sprinkle I mean, some I sugar like on
toast.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Toast with cinnamon sugar.
Yeah. You didn't just do sugar with butter and like layer it up and like. No
okay. cinnamon.
No, it just
toast.
Says
it would be toasted like cinnamon. Like yeah, like you said.
I'm with you, Nikki.
Sugar. Yeah,
we used to take powdered sugar and maple syrup and like mix it into like a paste and then spread it real thick on the pancake and then roll it up. I was gross.
God. How did your teeth feel after that?
I don't remember. Details, Nikki. Details. Okay. Watched American Bandstand. I don't remember watching American Bandstand. Like, not
I remember
really.
American Bandstand, but okay. Do you remember Dance USA?
Bandstand? Mm-mm. This is like the whitest list of 80s
like
things
Dance
I've ever heard.
USA. What was that? Where they had like
throwing something non-white, I guess.
Solid Gold. Anybody remember Solid Gold?
No.
Are kind you of. Fucking kidding me?
I also was very limited my TV allowance time.
Night no. Flight.
No. I'm also like
what?
A little bit younger.
On Friday night. Friday night videos. Like they would come on at like midnight.
Friday night was TGIF in my world. With like Full House, Family Matters.
No, this is like it would go off at like 1 or 2, and then you'd hear the Star Spangled Banner, and then the TV would just go like Poltergeist.
Wow.
And it would just cut off until like 6 or 7 the next morning.
Yes.
You know what? I do remember black and white TV, and I remember going black and white to like
black
color.
And white TV. This was like color. This was color TV, but just the networks didn't have anything on, you know, after
and
a certain time.
The 24 hours news cycle.
Right.
Fix that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Oh my God. You got to look up like Friday night videos or Night Flight.
I remember Knight Rider.
Okay, no. This is like you guys, where they remember- play all the, like, okay, I guess because my cousin was a little bit older, so when he would come down for the summer, we would stay up late, and he would be into all this music, like the 80s music, you know, the Talking Heads and Duran Duran, and so all those funky videos would be on. So, you know, we were introduced to that kind of stuff at that time. It was like 1985, 86, something like that.
I was watching, I don't even know what I was watching. What was I watching? I was watching
David the Gnome.
I don't even know.
You don't remember that commercial, that show? It's like for kids. Oh, I remember man. There was a time that like there was only garbage on TV. And then all of a sudden there was like cartoons. Like when we got home from school, there would be like good TV. It wasn't like this Disney Junior. Do you guys remember when Disney Junior used to not be 24 hours? It was just Disney. Mm-hmm. And they had Disney Junior in the morning, and then they came out with like Disney Junior's on channel.
Well, I remember Nickelodeon, and then like you can't do that on television.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. I do remember that. Did you guys ever watch Bozo the Clown?
Oh,
in the morning?
My God. Yes,
totally.
No. It was a Chicago thing. That's why Bozo took place in Chicago. It was like a local.
Yes,
yeah, so
it was like a yeah
you guys
local
ever watch
TV
the Brady
thing?
Bunch.
Oh,
the
totally.
Flintstones.
Yes, absolutely.
What else? Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, Scooby Doo. Oh, absolutely, hands down. Okay. Of course, like, what was that one show that was like, never mind, moving on, had no, it's okay. Fonzie,
Placid, you guys, Lake Placid, that was the movie
Twin
when
Peaks?
The alligators come out. I told
you
fucking eat the people.
I remember. Isn't Jennifer Lopez in that movie?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was, wow.
I couldn't help it. I knew that was going to happen.
We now just saw your brain. Like, that's how your brain works. It took a minute, but there it is. It just came right in.
Sorry.
Floodgates.
You're getting it.
Fonzie, what was it? What was that one show?
Oh, yeah, Happy Days.
Happy Days. You used to watch Happy Days and all that kind of stuff. Laverne and Shirley. Okay. All right. Have you ever, when you knew you were growing up in the 70s and the 80s, if you had a blood brother or sister? I totally had a blood brother, sister, actually. Did you ever do that? You're like, cut yourself and then, like, you know, we're blood sisters.
Yes.
And then HIV.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's totally what stopped
it. Took all the fun.
Yeah. It really did.
Yeah.
Rode in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, my God.
Nikki. Yeah. I never rode in the back of a pickup truck.
This is
Are you
not,
shitting me?
This is not age related. This is lifestyle related.
Like, so neither one of you rode in the back of a pickup truck?
Oh, I for sure have ridden you in the never back rode of a pickup in the back truck.
You never rode in the back of a pickup truck?
No, we just rode. I mean, I don't even know. No.
I'm going to write this down. This is a birthday thing. This needs to happen. Christmas present.
No, like, I never rode in the back of a truck. I mean, we would roll the windows down and then, like, sit on the ledge and, like, hold the oh fuck me bar to, like, you know, while we were going through, like, the big woods or whatever. But I never rode in the back of a pickup truck.
Down a dirt road.
Down a dirt road, yeah.
I rode in the back of a pickup truck in town, like, with traffic.
Jesus. Now I see people do that and I'm like, oh, they're not wearing helmets. There's no seatbelts. Like, that. You know, that's probably not a good idea. Safety first. Drank Tang. Hell yeah. Totally drank Tang. Tang is awesome.
I wasn't a fan, but I mean, I've had it.
It was the astronaut thing. That's why. It's all about the astronauts. Like,
is it?
You know, that's where Tang came from. It was like astronauts took it to outer space, made it from, like, you know, the whole space thing that happened in the 80s, Kennedy Space Center, that whole thing.
Let's talk about this for a second. I was in second grade when the Challenger blew up, and I still remember sitting in second grade. I still remember my teacher. I still remember them wheeling the TV in on the cart and getting it all set up. And I remember we were sitting there watching it, and then, like, how we were all kind of like, what just happened?
Right.
You know,
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I was in second. And I mean, I have very vivid memories of that.
Yeah,
you know,
my teacher was just, like, in shock. She was just like,
yes, space was really popular back then, which is why we drank Tang.
Right. But also, space is really popular now. It's just not, like, as mainstream as it used to
be. We have a space force.
Okay.
That's real.
I know, but
that's a line item on the budget. It's fucking awesome. Space force.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was just in the last, like, couple of years, you know, there's, like, it's privatized a little bit. I can't really speak too intelligently about this, but, you know, it's so cool that I'm what, like, hours from Cape Canaveral. I can't wait to go. I would love to drive over there when they launch something, like, whatever they're launching. And sometimes when they have launches now, we'll get, like, alerts and we'll, like, go outside and we can see it. It's really cool.
That is, like, the definition of awesome.
Or if you hear the sonic boom when it lands, have you ever experienced that?
No,
I've only heard it, like, once or twice, but it's, like, you know, when you hear it, it like everything shakes. It's crazy.
Oh my God. I forgot to tell you guys this, but we were walking the dogs. And this was, like, a little bit ago, and I'd have to Google it and go back in my notes, but something went through the sky. Like, it was, like, a big deal. It made it into the news in Florida, and it was seen by thousands of people, but it was not, like, anything to do with, you know, the space station or anything like that. And I remember I was walking and I was with my youngest and my oldest. We were walking the dogs, and my oldest said, hey, did you see that big flash thing that went through the sky? And I was like, no. And he's like, I think it was a shooting star, but it was a lot bigger than a shooting star. And he saw it, whatever, because I went and Googled it. I'm going to have to try to find. Yeah, I'm going to have to try to find the article about it, because it happened recently. And it was like this.
Space is awesome.
Yeah, space is awesome. I wish
for it. I'm thumbs up for space all the time. If someone's like, space or no space, yes, obviously space.
Totally.
So cool.
Would you guys believe in aliens then?
I mean, I guess.
We're talking about space. I'm just asking. I mean,
I don't think you can both, like, believe in aliens. Like, believe in aliens?
Okay,
like,
do you?
It's possible. I think it's possible.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah,
I do. Thank you for asking, Ginger. That was an open-ended question. I was waiting for someone else to ask me. Yes, I do. I absolutely believe that there's other life forms somewhere out in the universe. It's too big of a universe. There's, like, we can't be the only beings, you know, here as to like any details, you know, me and details, I don't know. I can't give you any specifics. Okay. Shopped at a five and dime store. No.
Nobody knows what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do from like a song.
Yeah. What is that?
Summer of 69.
It's basically like the equivalent of like a dollar store.
Dollar store? Is that Dollar Tree?
Basically, yeah. Okay. So Red Highlights magazine. Totally. That's still around. Jiffy Popcorn. Jiffy Popcorn. Yeah. Jiffy Popcorn.
Did you just make that song up?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. This is kind of hippy dippy. No wonder I was drawn to it. Wore hand sewn clothes. Negative.
I 100% wore hand sewn clothes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, your parents are like super like
my
hippie.
Mom uses a sewing machine. That's all. 1 point for me, bitches. What? I don't know what I'm winning, but it's like I have 1 point now because I wrote this one that we're talking about.
You're winning a virtual high five.
Oh, shit. That's like the worst.
Sorry.
Say virtual.
Okay, so let's just go on really quickly. I don't want to do this anymore. Did you guys made? Okay, one more time. Made paper fortune tellers. Totally. Like.
Oh that, yeah, like the like, things that
I called catchers.
Cootie catchers. I called it cootie catchers.
Yeah, okay, those are awesome.
I've never called it that. I don't even know if it had a name, but yeah.
It's called a fortune.
Come on. I wonder if this is like from Magic Eight Ball. We need to know all the regions what they called the cootie catcher.
I totally call it a cootie catcher.
There's more than one.
Totally. But a MASH. Did you guys ever do MASH?
I just did that with my kid.
I love
2 days
MASH.
Ago.
Oh
I'm
my God.
I'm teaching it to her. She's like, she's like little. And I'm like, you're going to be at your recital bored out of your fucking mind for a while with your friends. And I'm not giving you any technology. Here's how you play MASH. I couldn't remember all of them.
Love
We're
it.
To talk about
mansion.
MASH. How do you do it?
Mansion.
No,
okay, no. Apartment.
Here, I just did it. No,
this fine.
Is with, okay? I forgot. I remember doing it, but I don't remember.
Fine,
how.
You go. You brought
it
up.
I know you tell the details, but it's mansion, apartment, shack, house. Okay,
right.
MASH.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But I don't know like details.
You don't remember how to play, right?
That's no. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
did you Google it?
No. This is all I remember, and it was like coming back to me. It was the weirdest thing. It's like okay, so you make a swirl, and then like the person who you're doing the MASH to sometimes says stop, and then you count the number of lines that you made in the swirl. So let's say it's 8. And you start at M, and then you, with your pen, you go from M to A to S to H, but it was 8. So then you go back. So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, land on S. So your shack, you do the same thing for, you have them list their cars, like top 5 cars. So I was like Lambo, Tesla, some other fucking car that I don't know, you know, hashtag Motor
Rolls Royce,
Maserati.
Yeah. You know, and then it was like, put the numbers like 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it's like how many kids you're going to have. So you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like the most hashtag me too, not friendly fucking game ever. It's like girls sit and play house with their friends and their mind and imagination. And I'm like, this is fucking the best. I love this game. And I thought it was my future. You know, it's
me
like
too.
You would play MASH and you'd be like, oh my God, I am going to live in an apartment with 5 kids and a dog with a Lambo. This is going to be awesome.
With a famous actor as a husband.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's going to love me forever.
Yeah. There were pets too. And there was like bird, cat, dog, fish.
Kids. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
I love MASH. I remember sitting in my bedroom bored and like playing MASH by myself. You know, like I remember doing that.
Oh,
I read
that's cute.
Well, I have a.
Remember the stickers? Sticker collections.
I do have sticker. We talked about that before. I think I have some of my sticker collections. I have to like dig them up still. I love stickers. I love
who doesn't?
I know, right? Who doesn't love sticker collections? I remember I would go to like the store and you get like the rolls of stickers, you know, like you'd pull rolls and like rip them off and then they were like 2 cents, right? For like
I gotta tell you this. So for my 40th birthday, someone sent me labels for wine that said like happy 40th or whatever. And you'd like peel them off. They were set the size of a wine label.
Yeah.
I had a lot of them. I like peeled one off and I'm like, oh my God, I can't stop doing this. It was like the best, like giant sticker, like putting it on the wine bottle. I did like 20 of them. Not like I would have 20 bottles of wine because that's weird,
I mean,
but like if it was that many,
not 20 bottles of. What is it? Manischewitz?
Manischewitz.
Did you just send us a MASH picture?
I did.
Oh my God. That's awesome. You'll have to post that on Instagram.
Is that yours or is that your?
No. Andrew McCarthy, really?
Rob Lowe. Ferris Bueller. Whose is this?
No, I mean, it's someone from the 80s. They have Ferris Bueller.
Oh, I was
Rob
like,
Lowe.
Rob Lowe. I mean, okay, that, sorry.
Pop star, teacher, janitor, president.
Janitor.
Okay,
so yes, that's totally it.
Oh, yeah, totally janitor.
I bet Tesla's not in there, but I bet Lambo is in there.
What's
Wait, you're missing the point.
Oh, what's
Ginger,
the point?
You're missing. Like, you get to pick, like, I think, like, three, and then the person that's doing it with you gets to pick the fourth. So that's why there's a janitor, right? Because you picked the most fucked up.
No.
So it's like, yes, dude. What kind of friends
did you have?
No. Yes. No.
It was just about having a lot of choices. You don't fucking hope your friends.
Or maybe it's just like name. Although being a
janitor is actually a really good job. I mean, you have good benefits. You have opportunities for overtime. You know, not
union,
a lot of
possibly.
Pressure. Yeah, union. Opportunities for advancement into management. I know that for sure. So okay. That's actually a good career, but I know that's not what we're talking about.
No, but that's fine. That's good. Okay. So top three, let's talk about movies really quickly. Let's talk about like your top three 80s movies. Cause when I think of 80s movies, I am like, I am all in for, what is it? Can't Buy Me Love, Pretty in Pink. I'm, you know, 16 Candles. I mean, my God,
Molly Ringwald.
Oh my God. Breakfast Club. I totally love Molly Ringwald for sure.
No, I like, Purple People Eater. Do you guys know that movie?
Think I've seen it.
Purple Rain.
So I'm trying to, there was one other movie that I absolutely loved and I'm like, it's totally escaping me right now. So it's going to be like a ginger moment where it's going to come.
Grease too.
In a minute. No, because I'm going to say it and you guys are going to know exactly what I'm talking about because I love vampires.
The Lost Boys.
Yes, you knew it.
I never saw that.
Oh my God. My favorite.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you or did you not have HBO? For me, I did not have HBO. I feel like if you had HBO.
We did off and on.
Yeah, like then you would watch all these movies. Like I only had whatever my parents gave me on videotape. That's what I had was a videotape or whatever I could get from Blockbuster. Which you could not get if it was rated R. Remember, you guys, we used to be younger and not be able to get rated R movies.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We used to sneak up and watch Porky's.
Porky's? That is like, oh my God. I don't think
sneak
I've ever
up to
seen...
where?
Like, sneak out of bed.
Oh,
when your parents.
Or like, if my dad had it on in the living room, then we would we would be banished to the family room, the playroom. So then we would kind of like sneak in and like just kind of, you know, peek in the dining room into the living room. Yeah.
Too
kids
funny.
Thought they were so sneaky.
I know, they totally thought they were so sneaky. I have to tell you, I distinctly remember coming out of bed and sneaking downstairs to see what my parents were watching. And I definitely remember regretting it. And then like really regretting it. And this is not going where you think it's going. But they're watching Aliens, like Alien with Sigourney Weaver. And
that
I was
movie
like,
is so gross. Oh, those things are so gross. Yeah.
My God. I was like terrified. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s and I lived with some roommates that I also worked with in the radio industry in Southwest Michigan. And they were like, you have to watch Alien. I'm like, I can't. So we binge watched it, like, you know, binge watching back in the day. Go to Blockbuster and get all the, you know.
Oh, totally.
And we did. And I was like, I can't watch it. I'm watching it. I can't watch it. You know. Anyways.
Yeah.
Hey, who remembers Weird Science?
Totally.
Oh, yeah. That girl was so hot, right?
She was super hot. Totally.
That was all. Yeah. That was the point of it.
That was
so
like,
hot.
That Speaking was of the 80s, Tawny Katane, she died.
Zero
the
clue.
White Snake, the redhead in the White Snake videos. You don't know who that is.
Man Babe would totally know, and I would
always
probably know
redhead.
What I've seen.
Come on.
Redhead.
Okay, White Snake. Does anybody
We're
remember?
I totally
yeah,
love
a very
White Snake.
Famous hair band.
Do you remember seeing the videos?
No.
The chick dancing and laying on the car, the hood of the car.
I'm Googling it. I love White Snake.
Oh my
Snake.
God, she was gorgeous.
She died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one... What's the name of the one song that's like super
Here
popular?
Here I Go Again.
Yes. Yep. You know.
Yeah. Look it up. You'll remember. You'll know who she is. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old.
Well, you
MTV,
are old, but
MTV
you know.
Used to be something. Then it turned into MTV2.
Yeah.
And now all they play is,
you know, 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah.
It's bringing up a bunch of shit that like I can't even look at right now. It's like anime shit. So it's not even like bringing up what I want it to bring up. So Google is fired tonight. I'm firing
Google. What exactly?
White Snake, and it came out a bunch of anime.
Something speaking of 80s, like, do you guys, okay, obviously Twinkies, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Do you guys remember when Twinkies, like, went, like, Hostess got rid of Twinkies for a while?
Yeah,
that happened like a few years ago.
No.
And then they brought Twinkies back. Mm-hmm. I was on Instacart. They have this thing, chocolate Twinkies. They're chocolate.
It's like a
filled with chocolate. I bought them. Obviously, I'm not going to eat them. That's fucking gross. No one in my house would fucking eat them. I had to fucking throw them away.
Like, what? By the way,
I wanted my vintage 80s, like, fireproof food to, like, be loved by my kids the same way I loved it. And they just think it's disgusting because it is.
Yes. This is okay. Wait, one, I have to just say one thing. One, we just, man, babe, and I just had this discussion. Kids have too many options and they're so spoiled with, like, higher end, like, food that you bring a Twinkie into the mix and they're like, fuck your Twinkie, take your Twinkie and shove it where it goes. Okay. But two, I have never eaten a Twinkie ever in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And I told some people that I worked with at the radio in Detroit when I was an intern. Okay. So they went and got Twinkies and they, was it a Twinkie? No, they didn't get a Twinkie. It was something else. It was a Whopper. I'd never had a Whopper before.
I love that those two things are connected for you.
Yeah. Sorry. But I'd never had a Twinkie. So they did not get a Twinkie, but they went out and got, like, a Whopper. And they, and this is at the time that I was actually eating meat. So I actually tried a Whopper at that point in time, but it'd been, I mean, I was in my 20s, you know? So there's,
you've never had a Whopper.
No, I've had a Ding Dong. Do you guys remember Ding Dongs?
I mean, obviously they're still around.
I was gonna say, you've probably had a few.
Not the kind of Ding Dongs you guys are talking about. I mean, come on now.
I wasn't even thinking about that till you just said it. You have a dummy mind.
My mind goes right to the gutter. No,
she makes it so easy.
I do make it kind of easy. Oh my god. So
good god.
Any other chaotic moments? Going off of my little hippy dippy stuff, I finally ordered myself a Himalayan salt crystal. I'm super excited. I did get that just right off Amazon. I didn't really go on anything. Do you guys know what that is? Yes. It's supposed to be like air purifying. Okay.
They're great. I'm glad you got one.
I'm excited about it.
I am too.
Yes. Thank you for being so excited for me.
You should put it in your closet.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I think you should.
Oh, I'm going to get a tapestry to, like,
aww.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, make it, like, really fun. So I had this epiphany, speaking of, like, your birthday and the man babe birthday, and then, like, Ginger's a redhead. And I finally realized that, like, I am, like, I always have Geminis surrounding me and I always have a redhead, like, in my life.
That's
like in my orbit.
Always around. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm never going anywhere. I'm always around. Like,
but you're not, you're not my only redhead. I'm not trying to,
but,
like,
you said,
you know,
a redhead. Are you saying, like, you attract redheads?
Yes. Looking back in my lifetime in the decades of that I've been around on this earth, there's always a redhead in my life. Like, I can go back to every point in my life and I've always had a redhead in my life. Like, whether it was positive or negative, I've always had a redhead in my life. Like, you are my current redhead. Like, I'm going to keep you around. So I don't need any more redheads. So anybody else, if you're a redhead, you're out. But
wow, I have redhead exclusivity.
Yes. But and then, you know, Ginger or Nikki's kind of red, but, you know, not really.
It's kind of a fake red.
But
it's an emotional
state
of being. You can be a redhead without even having hair.
My grandmother was a redhead. So I think I inherit that, because if I dye my hair brown, when it lightens up, it turns red.
So you probably have, like, a little bit of, like,
undertones. Yeah,
undertones, yeah. For sure. So anyways, I was just thinking about that. And, like, the whole Gemini thing, like, I'm surrounded by Geminis. And I would love to, like...
Aren't you lucky?
I'm so lucky. Like, I just, you know, love the
two
dual,
for the price of one.
The dual dual personalities. It becomes really exciting sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anybody in your life that you're just like, wow, it's just something that's always in my life that, like, keeps, like, repeating and coming back into your life? Yes or no?
That keeps repeating?
I don't know. It's like something that's just sort of like a, you know, happens a lot in your life, like where you just,
like, losing shit.
Okay, maybe that is that you lose shit a lot, I guess.
Yeah. You never know where anything is. I feel like you want to ask me a quiz about, like, where is this? Your phone, your pants, your other phone, your other
your children.
Where's my pen? Where's my gum? Where are my keys? Where's my water? Where's my coffee? This is what I say probably every like 8 minutes is, where is fill in something super important that I need?
Where's my shit?
Where is my fucking shit?
Which brings me back to when we were talking to Star Hansen, and somebody mentioned that they like, I think it was you, Ginger, you said that you put your license in your like cup holder. Like, that's my purse. And then I think Nikki said that your daughter, like your oldest daughter, like she doesn't have a purse. Like, she puts her like license and her credit card in her phone. It's like a little like slide. I lose my fucking phone all the time. If I put my credit card and my license in my phone together, I would lose my whole fucking everything. You know, like, how do people do that? I lose my...
You do not lose your phone.
I do in my house.
Right. You've never lost it. But you find it. It's not like...
She sets it down and she can't find it.
It's not like you're going to like leave it in a theater. That's what I would do with my purse. You know how many times I just like leave my purse wherever I am and like set it down, never come back for it. That's it. Like, so purses don't work for me. I'll just leave it somewhere.
So you just not leave your phone? Is it just in your back pocket?
Yeah, I won't leave my phone. I need it. I'm addicted to it. I need it to survive. So it stays with me. You know, it's like a limb. It tells me what to do. It tells me what time it is. Tells me when my reservations are.
Tells you when Jocelyn's birthday is.
Yes. Thank you, Nikki. That's exactly what it does.
Tells you when to podcast, except for it didn't really last week, the other week when it, it failed you.
No, I don't have that in my phone. That's just like, you know, that's like the phone. You know, I just know.
That's what your texts are for.
Right. Hello. Right.
I do remind you guys
a lot.
Stop, I seriously had a conversation today with this person, the plumbers. I've owed them money for a while, but every time they send me an email, they're like, hey, this is how much money you owe. And I go to click on the email and what happens? Nothing. And I'm like, bitch, what do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to like find a checkbook or like order one from Vistaprint? Cause I don't use checks. Or am I going to like create a separate bank line for you and my payables for bank? No, I'm not going to fucking do that shit. So call me at this time. I'll have my credit card with me and I will fucking pay you. And that worked out. And I told her, I'm like, I want to be more responsible about this, but I can't. Like, let's just be real about what's going to happen. And she totally respected that. I'm like, I'm not organized. You want to get paid? You have to fucking call me. Customer
and that's
service.
That's why people love Venmo.
She called me and it worked out. Right. That's what I said. I'm like, you don't take Venmo. You don't fucking take credit cards over that. Like, you want me to, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You want to pay with my face. If you're anything less than that, you need to help me out.
So you paid her. That's the thing.
She called me and I was like, thank you. I pulled my credit card out of my pocket because that's the one thing that's in my pocket.
If we ever decide to rob her, we know where to find her credit card.
Exactly.
In my pocket with my phone.
The jeans that she's wearing.
I would lose the card that's randomly loose in my pocket. Like, it has to be in my wallet and it has to be in my purse. I know exactly where my purse is. Like, I cannot have things like that. That doesn't.
Yeah, your purse is like my phone to me. It's like you just have it with you for some reason. It like stays with you. Can you explain why? Like,
I don't know. It's a part of me. You know? I mean, it's like a part of me. I don't know. It's
like Nikki, you keep your phone? Like,
it's like a bag.
You have a purse? Yeah. Like, do you leave it around? Like, I don't know. Why do we remember the shit like that is important and not anything else? Like, where's my computer, for example?
I think I have my whole entire life in my purse. It's a your roller bag. To switch purses. Yeah. And in my roller bag. That's work stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I always carry a purse.
I feel like my car is my purse.
If I'm out walking around though, if I'm like at the mall, or not that I go to the mall, but if I'm at the store, then
that's
I'll
so 80s,
like a crossbody. I know.
I'm sorry.
It is 80s, but I don't go to the mall. But like, if I'm at Target, then I use the, I'll use my crossbody, but I don't carry the big purse with me.
I just
tote that to work.
I lug my big ass bitch purse and I have everything in it. And I have like backup stuff in my purse, you know, today I have like a little pouch in my purse for masks. And I hate saying that. Like, it's plural masks. It's like that little weird sibily thing.
ASMR. Yeah.
What's that?
ASMR.
Nothing. What the fuck are you talking about? Keep going. Masks.
We've talked about this.
I know, but she never hears me. That's what I'm saying. I told you, nobody listens to me.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I did a satisfying sound thing with the chip bag the other day because I was like, ooh, that sounds very satisfying. So I did a little thing. I did a little like thing and then like opened it up and then ate some chips. And I was going to do a reel about it. Sorry, I just got off track. But then Ginger was in my head like a little earworm. don't do that. It's too sexy. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be eating chips on your reel. Don't do the duck face. So I was like, fuck my reel.
These things are real. Good. Don't do it.
I'm doing it. Just to
only for free.
Bite you.
Only for free.
Where was I going with that? I don't even know where I was going with that.
I don't know.
I mean, that's
what happens. No, ASMR, what was that?
No, it was me before. You said masks in your purse.
Oh, I have a little pouch in my purse and I usually keep a couple in there, and I ran out and I was going someplace that I don't necessarily need to have it, though it's not required. But then I was driving to work and I thought I'd like to get a coffee on my way to work. So maybe I'll start to stop at Target, right? And walk my ass in to Starbucks and get a coffee. But because I didn't have a mask, I decided not to do that. And I was like, fuck my life. And so I went and got a Starbucks in the drive-thru, and it was fantastic.
You can just say you have a medical exemption, go get a Starbucks next time.
Yeah.
Just say you're pregnant.
I'm not doing that.
I'm the worst. That's my backup plan. If anyone gives me any shit, I'm just going to be like,
dude,
I'm pregnant.
Look at my face. I never lie. Like, if I lie, you know I'm lying, because I'm like,
okay, Snow White.
I can't. You know exactly that I'm lying. Like, it's written all over my face. I'd be like, I'm pregnant.
That's okay. They can't say anything. They don't have to believe you. They're not going to be like, ma'am, you're not pregnant. Like, no one's going to say that. Like,
it's on a stick.
Yeah, you're like, I have a medical exemption. They're not even really allowed to ask you what it is. You can just say that.
HIPAA.
Fucking HIPAA, bitches.
I know, but I can't. It's like not in my...
It's not worth it.
It's not. I can't do it. Just, I can't.
It's not worth the Starbucks.
It's not worth the Starbucks for sure. Not at all. All right, ladies. I feel like we're coming up on, like, you know, that time of the night where it's like that sweet spot where it's like, are we going to keep going? And it's going to end up being like, you know, an hour and a half long conversation. Or, by the way, our guest is not here. So
clearly,
maybe
it's a time difference.
I clearly stated 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because I have to do time zone math all the time. And I'm getting used to time zone math. I am just like techie stuff. Time zone stuff in doing time zone math is hard for me, but I am very specific about it. But maybe we'll reschedule, because I was really excited about this.
I won't come.
Stood up.
So
this is like our first time we've been stood up.
You're right. This is the first time we've been stood up. Maybe we should talk about this for a minute. I'm sure it's a time zone thingy for
sure.
Yeah, because this particular guest is out in California, and I said 8 o'clock, and I said Eastern Standard Time. And if he's a detail person like me and like Mrs. Detail.
Wait, you didn't say the time in his time zone?
One of the ones I did.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm going to have to, well, now you got me. Now you got me second. I didn't text. Boy, I did not put Pacific time. I just did Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know.
Wait, what time is it then, Pacific? If it's,
it would be
like 9 o'clock
3 hours,
5:45, 5:48.
So he'll be on your Zoom link in 2.5 hours.
Maybe. I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm busy.
Cut it short.
You know, like, I get it. Things happen to people, but I don't like to be around that. You know, like, I'm sorry if things happen to you. That's for you to deal with.
For me, I'm like opposite of you. And that's just like personality differences. I'm like, I probably fucked up. Like, I did not put like 5 p.m. Pacific time, which I usually do.
Details.
Exactly.
Maybe he didn't notice.
Even still, I'm making no excuses, unless he's dead, in which case, I'm so dead.
Oh my God. Force him out for the homie. I mean, I don't know. I mean, no, I'm not allowed to say that.
Yes.
It's not allowed. It's just so cute. You're so cute.
I'm going to cut all that out.
But I mean, it is real.
Did you say I wouldn't, or I would?
Maybe someone better than me can help you with it. You know what I mean?
Stop it. Why does it always have to go in that direction for you? That's like pop culture.
Is it?
Yes, it is
like
pop
Barbie.
Culture.
See, and you think I'm dark and twisty.
You are a little dark and twisty, but she's a little, like, you know, cutthroaty.
It's more like morbid deity.
a redheaded Morticia Adams or Elvira.
I mean, can't
Byron comes back to the 80s. Where is that bitch now?
I don't know, but I dressed up as her for Halloween.
Me too.
For my eighth grade Halloween dance. I had boobs. I probably shouldn't have dressed up like her.
But hey, it was memorable. It's a good story for your life. I wonder if it's still a thing. Yes, like, do people even know what it is?
It's pop
culture.
Yeah,
you could. Is it like old school though? Like, or
no,
like
you can
Golden
totally
Girls?
Get it. No, it's like Golden Girls. Morticia Adams. Like that is like classic.
Elvira.
Oh, Elvira. Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I was Elvira. I totally had the. It's like a classic outfit. Absolutely. I'm gonna Google that shit right now.
What you wore on your honeymoon?
And
every
why
day, woke up in it, went to bed in it. The staff was like freaking out. She just kept wearing the same thing all the time.
Right.
I'm kind of mad at you a little bit because like anytime I ever say something, you're always like, there's always like a underlying like.
No, you just are constantly reminding me how white you are. That's all.
But why does it have to be like that? Like, why can't I use pop culture and like, you know, reference pop culture stuff? Why does it always have to go that way?
When I go to the place to get my car fixed, like, make sure you tell the guy to fill up your headlight fluid. And I'm like, okay. You know, and then he's like, headlight fluid isn't real. I just made it up. You're so cute. You know what I mean? I'm like, ah, headlight fluid isn't real. And he's like, you know, oh, you're adorable. Like, this is how I feel about you. I don't know. It's not anything you're doing. It's just, you know, you're adorable.
Right.
Stop it. Elvira. I totally have her costume. I have her little, like I have the full.
You still
like,
have it?
I still have it. It's in my Halloween box. Like I still have it.
Is that Halloween in air quotes box? Wink, wink.
No, like I don't know. I don't think
it's man babes box.
Man babes box. Whatever. We'll talk about that
awesome.
Later.
I have to say, like, I'm a little bit younger. For me, it was like the 90s, like biker shorts, fluorescent pants, like oversized t-shirts.
Wasn't fluorescent, you know? The fluorescent was 80s.
No, it was like 90, like 89, 90, 91, like the black sunglasses with the fluorescent, you know, fluorescent rims or whatever. That whole thing. That was like, I don't know, 89, 90. Remember, like Bart Simpson time. You know, colored ripped jeans and stuff like that. That was me. I'm like the same age as Bart Simpson when he came out.
You are, by the way, I just want you to know that I actually upgraded our Keeping Up with Cass t-shirts. And now the t-shirt, the one that has the little V-neck, is actually very long. Just so you know.
You told me that.
Because you said that the shirt that I sent you was too short. And I was like, ugh. So I actually
I saw your picture. It looks good. I'm going to wait and see what happens after you wash it a couple times.
Do I have to wash it a couple times and report back?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I want to know the quality. Like, is it going to shrink and be annoying and rough?
Okay. How about you just buy the shirt, or I will just send the shirt to you and then you can wash it and you can see if it works.
If I could turn this camera right now.
Well, you're doing laundry anyway. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You must do like what, 3 loads a day?
I hate laundry.
Aren't you lucky?
Throw out your clothes and buy new ones. It's the same price.
Actually, I did towels today. Now we're like, you know. Whatever. I did towels today.
Damn decent of you.
Because the man babe is too busy to do the towels. He's usually the one doing the towels.
I'm telling you my rule for all people when they get married, it's not about therapy, which is important, or anything else. Housekeeper. Housekeeper, housekeeper, housekeeper. Saves marriages.
I can't afford.
Number one.
Okay. One, I've only had someone clean my house when I was trying not to deliver my number two. And then I had someone purchase a housekeeper or like a cleaning lady. They pooled money together after I had my third and he was in the NICU.
Yeah, I hear you. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm not really cleaning though.
No matter what, everybody needs that moment where you come home. It's like having someone make a sandwich. It's way better tasting when someone else makes it.
Totally.
You know? It's like you eat a sandwich, it's like the best. Same thing. You come home, your house is clean. You didn't do it. It's the same thing. It keeps mom sane.
Totally.
Keeps family sane. And that saves money. Think about how much deductibles are for like therapy bills.
Totally. Yeah. I absolutely loved it when someone else was cleaning my house but I like had an excuse and like, because I'm home all the time, like I can't like factor it into the budget, but I definitely need somebody to come and clean my shower because it's molded.
Just freaking bleach it already.
The whole, I can't fucking do bleach. Right. Like what
so
am I?
Let somebody else bleach it for you. And then, or you bleach and run.
Bleach and run. I'm bleaching and running.
Bleach.
I'll make sure that I
put the fans on, put like plenty of ventilation.
The man babe is texting me. Hold on. He's not even here. Oh my God. All right. Never mind. Forget it.
Did he find your Halloween box and is telling you to come out of the closet?
He's like, put the wig on.
Yeah.
That's right? Referring back to New Beginnings. That was a fun one. All right, ladies. It's been real. I'm sorry that we had our first stand up. What was this called? We got
I think
stand-
it was
stood
awesome.
Up. Our first stood up. We got stood up.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It worked.
Our first podcast, somebody stood us up. Like, I don't stand up. I don't know. How do you say that?
We were stood up.
We were stood up. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That's okay.
So
perfectly fine.
If I'm Zooming with somebody in a couple of hours, I'll let you know.
Don't.
I don't think that's even possible because it's set for like my time zone, right? I don't know.
I'm sure this guy is a really good guy. I'm all set though.
So when I reschedule, like, don't include you.
Correct.
Do it on a Sunday.
Do not include me. I'm good.
Do it on a Friday night.
I really wanted to talk about Bigfoot and I really wanted to talk about UFC.
But it's probably the best because, you know, Bigfoot is
real.
Real.
I just had one question.
I want to hear your question. What was it?
Yeah, what
I just
was
wanted
your one
to
question?
Know if he's ever met Conor McGregor. That's all I want to know.
That's all it. You wanted.
That's all I wanted.
Here's the deal. Bigfoot is real. Why do we feel like we need to prove it?
Exactly.
Why can't we just all roll with that? What's the problem? Why do we need all this information? Like, Bigfoot's real. Moving on.
Totally.
Like, I'm good with that.
Is Bigfoot real? Have you ever met Conor McGregor? And one more question.
Smoke if you got it. I don't know. Like, am I allowed to say that or am I going to get ridiculed for that?
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
That was another pop culture reference that I was waiting for Ginger to like.
It was?
Yeah. Like, smoke if you got it. Like,
my God. What? I've never heard that.
What is that Friday? Like, Fritz Friday.
I don't think that's how it goes. I think it's more like
that. I don't even know what to say right now, but I love you a lot.
You can't remember?
I don't know. You probably know better than me. I forgot. You know, it's been a long time. It's been a long day. I don't really have all my Friday or Friday after next quotes on lock right now. It could
next
be
Friday,
from,
Friday
it could
after
be
next.
Something. I don't remember the context.
Whatever.
Rock on though. And these earbuds are awesome. I like these. It doesn't hurt my head. My Beats headphones after wearing them for a while hurt my head. Usually when I wear them, I roll them back. I don't have to like wear them on my head.
Right.
But they move around and like, you know. So I like the earbuds.
I hate that feeling that I'm going to say something and it's like pop culture. And now I feel like I can't say it because
can you explain to me though, like, what does pop culture mean to you? Does that mean black? Because that's what I feel like.
No, it means like I'm referring to like movies and songs and I'm like, you know, and it's like, just like a funny little like saying that is pop culture because it's been like infused into different like things like memes.
Right.
And
like, I'll be back.
So every time you say like a meme, I make fun of you or an I'll be back. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, or maybe I'm just like, you're like zoning in on the fact that
like, you're just saying it wrong.
Me?
Yes.
Like documentary. Maybe it's something like that.
I think she's just saying it wrong. I think she's just saying the phrase wrong or the.
Yeah.
Whatever we're supposed to get. Yeah.
Smoke if you got it. That's like not.
No. Yeah. But it's not like, I mean, yeah. Smoke them if you
got them. Pour some out for the homies.
Smoke them if you got them. Yeah.
Pour out a little liquor.
What is that?
Pour out a little liquor.
Yeah. Yeah. I know this concept. Yeah. It's just like, you've never like said that before. That's not you. You've never went somewhere and been like, pour one out for the homies. Like,
yeah, I probably did. If you knew me like a long time ago, maybe when I was know, back in the day listening to
totally.
Okay, whatever. I like have all these comments in the back of my head and I can't say them now because it's like,
you can say them. Go ahead.
If you say them, then it's like you're going to get ridiculed and be accused of like saying things that like are derogatory.
I'm feeling ridiculed by you calling me a ridiculer.
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling ridiculed.
Okay. You know,
and now that you're both butt hurt,
what?
Maybe we should just wrap it up.
I think this is awesome, though.
Why?
Because like random guy didn't come. This is fun, just us. This
is right. Fun. It is kind of fun, just us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hang out, shoot the shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, one more thing: Celebrity Deathmatch from MTV. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
It would be like Snoop Dogg versus 50 Cent. There's so many times now where I'm like, I wish
That was 90s.
Deathmatch was still real because there's so like Kim Kardashian versus, you know, like Britney Spears.
Yes.
You know?
No, totally. It'd have to be somebody like,
I don't know anybody famous. Who would you kick guys her know. Ass? But I have moments like this, like I just had with 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg. I'd be like, who would win? 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg.
Like Pink versus
yes,
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian for freaking sure. Stop her
ass.
Totally.
Freaking pop her ass.
They need to bring back Celebrity Deathmatch. We need to put that on the comment card.
Was it
MTV,
animated?
You know, you're listening.
It was like, they were like, weren't they like, was it like
Play-Doh? It was like claymation. It was claymation yeah. boxers, like a boxing thing. And they would box like,
and it was this kind of corner stupid, we but,
have,
you know,
whoever the fuck they had. Right. By the awesome.
Way, speaking of our guest tonight, I was going to bring up claymation and bring up the old school Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer show that you talked about in one episode previously about how like none of the kids will watch that shit.
Right.
And like the whole Yeti, like the Yeti that was like in, you know, the
abomination.
Abominable. Yeah.
Say that. Say it again.
Abominable snowman.
What? Abominable.
Abominable.
What is it?
Abominable.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Abomination.
Abominable.
Let's just call it a Yeti. Let's just leave it at a Yeti. That's a Yeti. A Yeti. A good
a cooler.
Night.
A Yeti's a cooler.
Yeti versus Bigfoot for Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yes. Yeti.
That's the best one. MTV.
Sure.
Where are you? Come on.
And on that note, good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Hang tight.
Oh, are we doing that too?
For a second.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. That's a wrap, guys. Thanks for joining in on the conversation tonight. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're so happy you're here. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It shows up on our website, and we will give you a little shout out in an upcoming podcast if you leave us a review. Alrighty, check out our website, keepingupwithchaos.net, and yeah, have a great night. We have a new episode every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.